It's Finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
So I tell him I'm a pro, Jack. And who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, oh, won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
And movie reviews with Andy Pate.
I think that you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Children, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, hour number two. Myself, Andy, Charlie, and it is that time of the week where we take 4 o'clock on Fridays and do movie rental reviews.
Movie rental reviews. You know, this topic is actually pretty special to me because when you go to a movie, John, if nothing else, it's expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're putting down a lot of money. And by the way, you're setting aside that time. It's an event. And so many times we do that just to get away. You know, I've had a long week at work.
It's a release.
Maybe even relationships. Yes. Things are catching up. And you just want an escape. You want something that's different. And so you're a lot of times going to movies where you're thinking, oh, this could be pretty good. Yeah, I heard something about it. Yeah, maybe it's. And one of the neatest things is having a movie really surprise you.
I love surprise movies.
Yeah, by being much better than you expected. And that doesn't happen very often. I mean, I came up with about 30 of them, but John, I watch, a couple hundred movies or over 100 movies a year.
Yeah. You do good. Yeah. No. And it's, to your point, it's always nice to, well, number one, everybody likes a surprise.
Right.
Period. I don't care who you are. You like a surprise, especially when it's a surprise of, well, you know, the critics said it wasn't that great, but, you know, I've got some time. I'll go spend some time. You know, it's a subject or a topic or a movie I want to see, so I'll go check it out, and away we go. And when you're done, you're like, wow, that was not what the critics said it was.
Exactly, and you come walking out of there buzzing because you're like, man, I just had a lot of fun.
And by the
way,
I didn't
expect that.
The opposite is also awful. Look at all the reviews, and this thing says it's just going to be dynamite, and you go watch it, and you're like, this is the biggest dud of a movie I've ever seen.
Right.
I.e. the last Costner movie.
Yes.
That I went and saw because, by the way, that one, everybody talked about, critics especially, how great it was. I go and watch it, and I'm like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. Where's the razor blades?
Yes, and I've had movies like that,
too.
That's
awful.
Yeah, Blade Runner 2047.
The reviewers
didn't hate it nearly as much as I do because they like art films. Last night I went to The Father. The reviewers are almost across the board saying, this could be best movie of the year, and I'm coming out of it going, okay, I'm serious. I was bored. I love the art of it, but wow.
Richard, you there now?
Yep.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Okay, so should we get going on a round? Let's start.
Let's jump right in.
You're first.
Okay, part of this is because, as you know, I managed movie theaters for 7 years, and every now and then you're just shocked by a movie that comes along that you didn't think was going to do anything, and then it does everything. By the way, I'm going to do virtually no clips this week.
Okay.
Let's just talk movies and go fast because we've got so many.
Oh, my word, the world is ending.
The world is ending, Richard. The world is ending. But
Andy's not doing clips.
Well,
heaven forbid.
We got too many. This first one is October Sky.
Oh.
Once again, this was a movie, as a theater manager, I can tell you there was no buildup, virtually no ads in advance, no one in the theater in week one. Week two, the theater's half to two-thirds full. Weeks three through five, it's full. I had almost never seen that in my life. You make all the money on a movie in week one. Week two, that's it. And this movie did the reverse. Word of mouth alone sold out October Sky going forward. It is that good. The acting is that good. The story is terrific. And it is probably the best father-son portrayal I've ever seen, certainly in the top group.
Okay.
You liked it, right?
Yeah. No, yeah. I agree. Everything you said is spot on. I agree. Where I'm going to have a little trouble with this is I'm not always a guy that goes to see a movie. In fact, for years and years and years, I didn't have time to go to the movies, so everything I watched was a rental or something,
right,
you know, after the fact. So in some cases, I'm going to have to guess at how good these were supposed to be early on because I frankly a lot of these I would not have seen in the theater because I wasn't seeing movies at that time. So some of this I'm going to do the best I can on that. And, you know, what I thought people would have thought were going to be a bad movie but turned out to be a good movie is kind of what's on my list.
Okay, you're couching this. You're Richard and I are going to be picking on you.
Probably.
The entire hour.
Probably.
Richard.
You two will be better at this than I will. Go ahead, Richard.
Richard, lead off.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, I saw a lot more movies than you did, but I honestly, again, with kids, you know, I haven't been to a movie, you know, especially because of COVID. I mean, it's really, because that used to be the date night, right?
True.
You know, to go out.
Good point.
Hang out, you know, at the movie theater and see some of the new ones and such. But then again, I'm also a simpleton with movies. I just want to be entertained for 2 hours with not screaming and yelling. So.
Isn't that the rest of us, though? Simpleton. I mean, it really, when it all comes down to it, isn't that what most people go to the movies for, is just the mindless entertainment?
And I think a lot of Hollywood forgets that.
I think they do, too, Andy. In fact, I think most of them have forgot that. We're not there to praise them or idolize them. We're there to get a release from the rest of the world for about an hour and a half.
Yeah, I don't want to learn their politics.
Right.
I want to get away.
In fact, we don't care about any of that.
No.
In fact, we don't want to know anything about politics for that hour and a half. Right?
Right.
Thank you. Go ahead, Mercer.
True. All right. Well, so this is one that doesn't fall in any one of those categories that we just mentioned, but it's still a good one in my mind. And that's going to be, you know, Pedro for president, which is going to be Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh.
Good example.
Yes, good one.
A very cult following, Andy. Obviously, a dumb movie, you know, silly, and just obviously critics, I'm sure, did not expect it to do well at all because it's even the low budget one. But it has a cult-like following where people just really – I'll be honest, I have no idea what it did in theaters, to be honest with you.
It did well.
But it – I guess, hold on here. I'm reading this article. They could only afford – they paid John Hayes, the star, they only paid him $1,000.
Wow.
Yeah, they had no budget for this thing, and it took off. So, it was a cult movie.
Maybe it didn't even do that great. I'll be honest, I don't know if it did great in theaters, so my apologies. But it's a movie that – most people have at least seen it, right? Because it has this, you know, cult-like following, and still you see the, you know, Pedro for president signs all over the place.
Right.
Well, really
right.
Quick, Richard, it was another word of mouth. It wasn't October Sky level, nothing like that, but it was a word of mouth. People were bringing their friends.
No, it fits the description perfectly as far as I'm concerned. Movie that nobody thought would be good, yet it is.
Yep.
And yeah, the vote for Pedro was the number one fashion, you know, item in 2004. So there you go.
Okay, when was that, 2004?
It was 2004 it came out, yeah.
Okay. All right, I am going to start off with a movie I knew nothing about until I met Dan, and I think this is one of Dan's favorite movies. And no, I don't think this probably had any type of fanfare on the get-go, and yet today, again, has this cult-like following, and everybody knows the movie because most everybody has probably seen the movie. That would be Sharknado.
Yeah. That's true. That's
right?
A movie that people thought... No way I'm wasting actual money
to go see
on this movie.
Right, right.
But it was stupid fun.
Yet it has its own cult following.
You didn't waste any money, right? Because it wasn't on, what is that? Was it like, it's like TBS or?
Yeah, something like that.
Or whatever it is, one of those places?
Pretty much.
But again, I think even the people that made this movie probably thought, oh, this would just be some spoof, we'll have a little fun making this movie, whatever. And it turned out to be just this smash hit that most everybody's watched.
Okay, good example.
Go ahead.
All right, the next one is a movie that had no budget at all. I think at the time when it came out, it was the best big box office for no budget ever. And that is The Blair Witch Project.
Oh, yeah, good one.
Witch Project was unique. It was very well directed, and it made a ton of money for nothing. Richard?
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Richard, you're up.
Yeah, well, again, not a huge, big, scary movie person, but yeah, and again, and it kind of kicked off that realm of movies, right?
Yeah, it
did. Kind of that style, right?
The found footage.
That raw footage kind of a movie, right? I guess you could call it that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. All right, Andy, I'm going to go with another. Well, actually, yes. Well, I can say back. This is from my wife, and this is one that she didn't expect to be good because a lot of the remakes have not been great of Disney.
True.
And that's the new Beauty and the Beast with Emma Watson.
Oh, okay.
And now, obviously, it did really good in theaters, Andy. So, but I think a lot of people had different expectations because you've got a lot of these live actions or the remakes that they're coming out with that they're not as great as maybe people anticipate.
Very true.
That was one, and I'll be honest, I've seen it on Disney Plus, and I did not go to it in theaters, but it was better than most of them in that regard. Again, I don't know if it outperformed box office expectations, but I think it outperformed some Disney fanatics' expectations.
It outperformed expectations some at the box office, but the other point is very true. A lot of these remakes, live-action remakes, have not been very good. That one did a better job.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Better job. There you
All
go.
Right, good. Okay.
John, go ahead.
Okay, and some of these, again, I have no idea how they were supposed to actually, you know, be at the movie theaters, but yet came out to be huge hits. And again, I don't know how this one was at the box office, but Heathers, which has again have like a cult
great
following,
example,
right?
Heathers was supposed to do okay to nothing, and it boomed,
and still is
very sharply written.
Yeah,
okay, great example. Okay, let me give you guys one that we all talk about now that is huge, huge, huge cartoon, right? One of the biggest ever, and all this, folks. It wasn't supposed to be that big. At least people didn't know it when it was coming. Kung Fu Panda.
Okay.
People had no idea it was going to be that funny, that well directed, that fast moving, and that good. It shocked people.
Okay.
It really did.
And again, that's one I've yet to watch, Kung Fu Panda. I do need to stop
it's
one of these
good.
Days.
You got to see it. Jack
actually
Black's
do that.
Richard.
I will take time and actually do that.
All right. I'm going to go with that. This is one of your favorite movies. And again, this is one that I think people had, again, maybe didn't outperform box office expectations, but outperformed expectations of what, who this actor is and what they've done in their career. And that's Just Go With It with Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston, right? Because most people thought it was just another Adam Sandler funny movie, right? You know, Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison, one of those. But it actually was a really funny movie and really decent acting in it, and just kind of something that you can sit down and watch and enjoy, right? I mean, it was way better than expected.
Would you say that was kind of the movie that turned the page of Adam Sandler starting to grow up?
Yeah, I mean, I think he just kind of, I mean, he's always funny, but I'll be honest, I felt like Jennifer Aniston forced him to, yes, grow up. I guess that's probably the best way to put it, Andy. Yeah, forced him to grow up.
Okay.
All right, mention the movie one more time for everybody listening.
Just Go With It.
Okay. And by the way, one of my most favorite movies of all time.
Okay. You're up.
Okay. This one, because I had to do some research to find out, was this supposed to be a box office hit or not? Because it is one of my most favorite movies. And it was not. It was supposed to be, but didn't do well commercially in the beginning, but turned out to actually be a very popular and still famous movie, Babe.
Yes.
Okay, was not
Babe,
because it was very underrated, but yet came out and did extremely well.
Yes, and it was another one that started slow and then grew. It was another October Sky. That's a great example.
All right, we'll take a break. We're quick. We'll come back. I think we got calls coming in as well, so hang tight. American National Insurance is next. My insurance agent, and folks, you need insurance, especially as we go into a weekend like this, and how much are we going to get? I have no idea, but you need insurance, whether it be on your home, whether it be on the auto. Life, you name it, you need insurance, and American National Insurance is there for you. And we'll review your current policy, tell you where you're sitting, and what should be changed to make it better, and in some cases, save you money. 303-662-0789. That's American National Insurance.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789 and ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers would love to help you with all of your mortgage needs. He'll give you a free mortgage review and let you know what's going on, what he can save you, help you with, and maybe you're looking to do things differently as we head into 2021. Give him a call today, 720-895-0500.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive, this is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Myself, Andy, Charlie, and Richard. Craig in Wheat Ridge joining us. Craig, what's going on?
Hi, John and Andy. How are you guys doing?
Good, sir.
Good. Good to hear you.
Hey, I've got a movie for you, and you were talking about mindless entertainment, Demolition Man.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay. Right there.
That was mindless. It was kind of fun, though.
Demolition Man.
What is scary, though, is when you watch a movie that is technically, I guess, a sci-fi movie, and a lot of the things that are in the movie are now coming to fruition.
Yes.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Oh, okay. This is hitting a little too close to home now.
Good point.
Yeah, government oversight.
Good point.
By the way, was the villain the same guy who played
Wesley
Blade?
Snipes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Snipes.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was what was really interesting is it was incredibly rare to have a black villain.
Oh.
Incredibly rare.
Oh, okay.
And they did that in that movie. It just jumped out.
Okay.
Well, they think they've engineered the perfect utopian society.
Yeah.
Yet there are those that get left behind, and those are the people that are living underground. And they think they've done away with violence. They think they've done away with disease. They think they've done away with eating foods that are not healthy for you, therefore you cannot have them. Everybody's driving around in electric cars. Physical contact is pretty much forbidden. Their handshakes are like an air high five. You put your hand up, but you don't actually slap hands. You kind of, you know, wave your hand around without actually touching each other. And it's just, it's like, geez, was this a Democrat that made this movie?
Good. Good one. Good one, Craig.
Good one, Craig.
Yep, no, good one. All right, man. We appreciate that. Charlie, you'll have to handle that one because I did that wrong in how I set that up. But go ahead, Andy, you're next.
Okay, I'm going to do a threefer here. I'm going to do three conservative movies, which we never see, right? And conservative movies, when you usually have them, are awful. A lot of them, I got to be honest.
True.
But these three were all good. Number one, The Hunt. I was shocked by it. It was supposed to be this.
Yeah, you said that numerous times. Yeah,
yeah, this liberal movie about conservatives being hunted. No, the tables get churned. It's liberals being hunted. And yes, I enjoyed it. Number two, a kids movie, Penguins of Madagascar. Very conservative message throughout, which was just shocking. I had never seen that in a cartoon. And finally, of course, we talk about it all the time, Team America.
No. Oh.
Nobody had any idea that Team America was going to be that funny or popular. And it was conservative.
Okay, good
Richard,
one.
You're up.
All right, I'm going to go with, very good one, Andy. I'm going to go with one, again, it has sort of another cult-like following. I don't know how it did in theaters, to be honest with you. Probably should have those numbers, but that's going to be Zombieland, Andy.
Yep.
The double tap.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
So just, again, cult-like following, lots of, different kind of quotable lines in there. If you haven't seen the movie, then you really have no idea what we're talking about. But if you have, it's a really fun play on, obviously, kind of via zombie apocalypse. And, what happens that time, there's, the Bill Murray cameo and all that fun stuff.
Exactly. Okay. Stupid fun. I like it.
All right. A listener just said, text, I should say, you can text us, by the way, 307-200-8222. Somebody said The Good German and Inglourious Bastards.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, with Brad Pitt.
I've never seen The Good German. I'm not sure if I know what that one's about.
I have not seen The Good German. I have seen Inglourious Bastards. And the opening scene in Inglourious Bastards with the interrogation is incredible.
Somebody also said The Book of Eli, and Texter said, blew my mind when I figured out he was blind.
Mm, way to ruin the movie, Texter.
Okay, shall I jump in?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, sure, take it.
Okay, here's one that, of course, I love from last year. John, you loved it too. It had no hype, No one knew it was coming. The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Yeah.
Funny, uplifting, just a really good movie.
Yeah, Richard. No, I agree. But that's a great one, by the way.
Yeah, no, I was actually, that's a fantastic one, actually. And it was on my list because, again, it's from what you said. And because, Andy, a lot of times, like you said, those movies that are celebrated, you know, kind of after the fact, you feel like what was the one that won Best Picture? Fa La La or whatever it was. La La Land?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, silly. You know, musical nonsense. We're not doing that garbage. But no, Peanut Butter Falcon, fantastic.
Yep.
Okay.
You're up.
Me?
Yep, you're up.
All right, so I'm going to go with one. And again, not sure how it was. I'm just going to put that caveat on everything. Box office. But it was not as publicized as other Marvel movies, Andy, but that's Ant-Man.
Yes.
And I thought it was actually one of the better Marvel movies just because of Paul Rudd. I think he's really funny. He plays that character really well. Michael Douglas was good. Evangeline Lilly was good. It was just I just thought it was kind of a more fun Marvel film than some of the serious ones that had come before it. You know, you've got Iron Man 2 and just a different character. And one that I think, again, if you ever want to kick back on a Friday night and just kind of watch a fun superhero movie, there you go.
And also, Ant-Man was the movie that Marvel needed at the time because they were starting to get dark. And it was a departure, yeah. And I totally agree. John?
One I can't believe nobody's mentioned yet, and it was really, Richard probably wouldn't know this, but Andy and Charlie both would. Cult following, especially back in our day, the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes.
Right?
Now what?
The Rocky Horror Picture
it's
Show.
It's not a good movie, okay?
It's not. It's an awful movie, but it has a cult
crowd,
following.
It's a crowd. Look, Richard, people go to it, and at one point the characters say, a toast, and you come prepared. People literally throw toast in the air.
Right.
They have to take
they
hours.
They dress up like the movie, even.
Yeah, they have to take hours cleaning the theater.
It's wild, and it was literally, you know, probably one of Charlie's even shaking his head and. I would go as far as to say, guys, correct me if I'm wrong, but in our day, it could very well be one of the first cult-following type movies ever.
Yes.
Am I right in saying it that way, probably?
Yeah, where it has its following and nothing else.
Right.
Yep.
And probably one of the first of its kind that way.
Agreed.
Okay, go ahead, Andy.
Okay, this next one, let's go back to Marvel. And Richard, you're going to agree with this. Marvel comes out with a movie that is about a bunch of characters that are virtually unknown in the Marvel universe. Very, very, very unknown Marvel characters that burst on the scene, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Because it became, let's face it, to many people, that is the best Marvel movie ever made. And it's certainly in the top.
Yeah, I don't think I can argue that. Yeah, I think you're right.
Hilarious front to back, incredibly well directed, great everything, just great. Way better than
I expected. Raccoon.
Again, similar to Ant-Man, Chris Pratt, fantastic.
Yep.
Did it, and yeah, like you said, I think it was kind of, again, people didn't know what to expect, and then when it came out, they're like, oh my gosh, we need to get the second one, especially that soundtrack. My goodness.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Okay, you're up.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so I'm going to go again with another one that has a cult following in a different way rather than comedy, and this is going to be Keanu Reeves and John Wick.
Oh.
Yes, you're right. People were not expecting it to be that good.
Really?
Not that good.
People didn't think anything of it at all. And then it came out, and then you know, all these guys are like, oh, you want to be John Wick, you know, this kind of, you know, and don't kill, you know, a man's puppy sort of thing. So
don't go kill a man's dog, huh?
I, for one, demand my wife refer to me as John Wick. But that's just the way it is.
It's a great movie.
It was a great
movie. All three are great, by the way. That's one of the, by the way, one of the few movies with sequels where the sequel is equal, if not better, than the first.
It was just like a really good continuation.
Right?
Yeah.
And you don't find that very often. Usually they suck when you go to the follow-up movie. We've talked about that, right?
Yeah, two
and
sequels.
These were two. Thanks, Charlie. And one more coming. There'll be a fourth.
It just keeps rolling.
Unbelievable.
Okay, you're up.
Oh, man, you guys are making this hard for me. This, by the way, okay, this was, again, a movie back in my day, which was not supposed to be that big of a hit, but turned out to be a huge hit with huge following, and people still talk about it today. Swayze and Dirty Dancing.
Yes. Dirty Dancing was supposed to be good. It was not supposed to be that good.
Was it supposed to be some sort of a, you know, movie that would be talked about 30 years later?
No, it was not. Great example.
Okay.
Shall we go to break or do another round quick?
Do another round quick. We're fine.
Okay, here's another one that I gave it Best Picture, and it was not supposed to be nearly that big, The Green Book.
Oh, great movie.
Yes, and that came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And was just dominant.
Yeah. No, you're right about that one. Very, 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 very good movie, by the way.
Yep. Richard, you're up.
Okay, I've got one, and I don't even know if you guys saw it. And again, not sure on the box office success, but one that was enjoyable. And it looks stupid in the previews, but is fantastic. And that is Tag. Did you ever see it, Andy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw Tag. I enjoyed Tag.
With the comedy, I think Ed Helms is in it.
Yeah.
And the gal married to the Sacha Baron Cohen, and just, again, kind of one of the fun movies, you know, where they are playing this game of tag, and it, you hear about this stuff actually kind of inspired by a true story, and just kind of not quite a cult following, but again, a funnier movie than you thought it would be, because the premise is kind of a silly one.
Yeah, you're wondering, that looks like more of a skit on Saturday Night Live. How can this hold up for a movie? But it did.
Yep.
Okay. All right, I'll finish out this round. We'll go to break. Joe Dirt.
Yeah, that was supposed to be nothing.
There's no way that a redneck movie, you know, a movie about a redneck with a mullet is supposed to take off and be good.
Yeah,
but
you're right.
It's still good.
Also a cult following movie.
True. If you go back, though, and look at all of the actors and actresses in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Here, star.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Just, again, and if you've never seen Joe Dirt, you're missing out. It is by far one of the funniest, best movies, I think, just period.
Okay.
Hilarious. All right, we'll take a break. Roof Max is coming up next. Wow, these times that we're in right now remind you of what it's like to actually have a really good roof over your head. I'm very thankful for the one I have. I want to take care of it, make sure it lasts a long time, and Dave Hart can do that. Now, we're going to get a big snowstorm. Who knows how much? I honestly don't have any idea. But we'll find out by Monday how much the actual accumulations are. But in Colorado, no matter what they are, they won't be here very long. It'll be gone. We'll be in the springtime. Get your roof inspected, and Dave can do that for you for free. It's a free roof inspection. And there's a $200 off coupon in March if he needs to do anything. But he's got the best rejuvenation product known to mankind when it comes to your roof. 303-710-6916. That's RoofMax.
Roof Max in South Aurora keeps your roof going strong with roof rejuvenation. Modern asphalt shingles are manufactured with less oil than they used to be, so they dry out sooner, leaving them brittle and unable to expand and contract with the extreme temperature swings. Especially here on the Front Range, where your roof handles high elevation sun, UV exposure, and severe spring and summertime storms, along with more than twice the national average snowfall, your shingles wear out even faster. Roof rejuvenation with Roof Max could save you up to 85%. Just one application of their all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to 3 applications every 5 years, Roof Max could help your roof last 15 years longer. Save thousands of dollars by extending the life of your roof instead of replacing it. Call Dave Hart with Roof Max in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916.
You've already decided to take your vehicle to a good shop for auto body work because you know you'll get your vehicle back faster. Now get ready to be wowed. Al Sturm founded a good shop because he wanted to offer his customers convenient service while controlling the quality of his work. Once you go online to get your virtual mobile estimate at klzradio.com/collision, stop by a good shop in North Glen or Commerce City after hours to drop off your vehicle any day, anytime. Because they have so many different OE certifications, giving them access to parts directly from the manufacturers, Al and his team at a good shop have more control over how long your repairs will take. But more importantly, you know you can trust the safety of your vehicle. Customers continue to come back and refer friends and family because of the wow factor of their flawless finished product. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs.
Before you can run your business more efficiently, you must learn to manage your own time. As the business owner, you cannot allow yourself to get bogged down by menial tasks. Your time is too valuable. You need to stay focused on the big picture. Otherwise, you'll be exhausted and frustrated. You won't have time for your family, and your company won't grow. John Rush will show you how to delegate for the sake of your sanity and your bottom line. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter @RushToReason and on Facebook.com/RushToReason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Andy Pate, and Richard Rush on the line. We are talking movies that exceed your expectations, better than expected. Okay, guys, sometimes a movie comes out at the same time or right next to another great movie.
Right.
Okay, you all remember Gladiator. We all knew it was going to be great. It was great. But like a week before or after, I forget, a movie came out that no one knew was going to do anything called U-571.
Oh, yeah. Great movie.
I know. Starring Matthew McConaughey out of the blue. And it was terrific. It may still be the best submarine movie ever. It's in the top three. Terrific. Richard, you're up.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Again, one of the
good pick.
I don't even think I saw it in theaters, but yes, very good.
All right.
You're up, Richard.
All right, so another one that's a cult following. And one of my he used to be favorite actors. Politics are just terrible now, but that's going to be Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Oh yes, out of the blue.
Yes,
no one thought it was going to be anything. And again, it's got a cult following, and you know, he is just perfect for those roles, and everything about them. Just overall, fantastic film, right?
Awesome.
Yeah. Good. No, I agree. Really good. Okay. Let's see. I've got one. Charlie just mentioned it through the break. Another Patrick Swayze movie, which I still watch today whenever it's on.
Don't say Ghost.
Roadhouse.
Thank you.
I'm not going to say Ghost. Roadhouse.
We're guys here.
And it's cheesy, but it's fun. And again, it's just one of those movies that even today, it still gets talked about and people still watch it.
If you don't move your IQ down to at least 50, you're just not going to understand and have
That's
fun.
Right. That's
it's
right.
It's a fun movie.
I'll sleep when I'm dead.
There you go. Okay. Here's one. It's a cartoon. We talk about it now because it's incredibly big. It's a franchise. Oh, my gosh. When it came out, you had no idea it was coming or that it would be anything like that. How to Train Your Dragon.
Never seen it.
Absolutely shocked people at the movie theaters.
You got to see it.
It is. Okay. It was breathtaking.
You guys keep saying that. I guess I will.
It was so well written. That was the thing. The music, the directing, it's uplifting. It carries you. Terrific movie. Richard, you're up.
Yep, touche. All right, so this is one I think we did last week or a few weeks ago. I can't remember. And this is one that people aren't going to think, but I just looked up the numbers, and sure enough, it had a very low budget and a phenomenal box office, and that's going to be Rocky, the first one.
Oh, that I was coming up on that
the
one.
First
yes,
Rocky.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think let me look at it. Hold on.
Out of nowhere, written by Stallone.
A budget of a million dollars, and it ended up raking in a quarter of a billion.
You're kidding me.
It was so good, it became like a skeleton of movies to come. Karate Kid, you had so many movies that were, you know, train to beat the star.
It was shot in just 28 days.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's going to be
I would have never guessed that.
And it won Best Picture.
Okay.
You're up.
That one to me is amazing. Okay, here's one that I think was underrated, and you still don't hear many people talk about it, but it actually was a decent movie, Nice Guys. Mobster comedy movie.
Yeah. That was a fun little movie.
Which nobody really ever talks about, but it's actually pretty good.
Great example. Okay, here's a movie that became very big, and it was just a couple years ago, but nobody saw this movie coming, 1917.
Oh.
Nobody
good
saw
one.
It coming.
Yes, yes,
and
yes,
it,
yes.
And it was really
oh,
one, of the,
of, that one.
One
good,
of the
yeah.
best war movies ever.
Good job, Andy. Yes. Okay.
Richard.
You're up.
Touché, yeah. Actually, I haven't seen it yet, Andy, but I need to. It looks fantastic.
It's interesting. Yeah, it's good to watch.
All right, so here's again, I'm not a fan of horror movies, but I've seen this one and this series. And again, this is going to be, I found this place that lets me see what stuff was, basically what the budget was and then how successful it was in the box office. And that's going to be Saw.
Be what?
You dropped out.
Budgeted in, sorry, that was gonna, it's Saw, movie Saw.
Saw.
Oh, yeah. That was out of nowhere.
Because it was budgeted, again, another million-dollar budget film, and it got $100 million office.
Great example.
Okay, the next one, I'm trying to figure out exactly what the numbers were, but I believe, yeah, okay, so this one had a budget of $17 million. It did $38 million. It had tons of criticisms when it came out because I remember back in the day when it did, but it turned out to be, again, one of these cult-following movies, Red Dawn.
Yes.
Oh, the original.
The original one.
And it wasn't supposed to do nearly as well.
It was not supposed to do as well as it did. And back in my day when all of us went to see it in a lot, as you can tell, did, it was a great movie.
Okay, here's a movie that wasn't supposed to do anything, even though The Rock was involved with it. But it was supposed to be unknown, and it became a really fine movie, Fighting With My Family.
Oh, yes.
Out of Nowhere.
Good. Yeah, I forgot about that one.
That already has a cult following.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
Richard, you're up.
All right, Andy, I'm actually going to keep on the Rock train.
Okay.
It's going to be
Which one?
Oh, are you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Jumanji.
Oh.
That was one of mine.
Because it was similar, like it came out, but it's like people are like, again, people are always leery of remakes, right? So they're like, oh,
right.
Is it going to be that good? You know, the first one with Robin Williams, and they just did such a different spin on it, and I don't think people, and they did a really good job marketing it as far as not including the plot twist. And
right.
So yeah, one of those, and then the second one came out, and then you know, kind of Jack Black took the show. But yeah, fantastic.
Okay.
Okay, I'll agree with that one. Okay, here's one that back in the day, again, was not supposed to be a big movie, still has a cult following. Most anybody my age, and even probably Richard's age, has seen it, Fight Club.
Yep.
Oh, good one.
What about what about the acting alone?
Great movie.
Oh, my gosh. They were so good.
Edward Norton, fantastic.
Great movie.
Brad Pitt, fantastic. Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. Okay, here's one that obviously we quote it all the time. It's wonderful. It's huge. Now it became a franchise. Guys, when it first came out, it shocked people. Austin Powers.
Oh, yes.
People had no idea he would create a hero and villain that were that compelling and fun to watch.
True. True. I wasn't going to put that on my list because I don't know why. I thought about it, but that's a good one. Good job. Go ahead, Richard.
All right, so this is, again, another on the comedy, another on the cult classics, and then not so much on the remake train, or I think they're coming out with the remake, to be honest, but that's Super Troopers.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It had a budget here of $1
million. It had
not like crazy. But a box office of $23 million, which is pretty good.
Yeah, it had no budget. It was just really funny.
Okay.
Absolutely. See?
Okay. When you just said that, you made me think of one that I'm looking real quick to see what the numbers are. Oh, yeah, this one had – I got to put this on the list.
Okay.
Because it goes right along those same lines. The original Airplane. Budget of $3.5 million. At the box office alone, it did $158 million.
Yeah. And don't call me Shirley.
Yeah, please don't call me Shirley.
Shirley, you can't be serious.
$3.5 million raked in $158.
Okay, let me do one that was shocking, not so much because nobody expected it to do anything, but just because it was actually much better than people expected.
Okay.
Dodgeball.
Oh, yes.
When Dodgeball was coming, people saw the previews and were thinking, okay, this is another kooky, stupid movie. That'll be kind of fun. They went. And they bought it and took it home.
Yeah, no, you're right. No, that was a great movie. Great
movie.
Okay, Richard, you're next.
All right, a similar one, Andy, although I think it has more of a cult following nowadays, and that is Mean Girls.
Yes.
Yes, it was on my list.
But it was a similar one. I think it had like $23 million or $20 million bucks in budget, and again, I think it did well over $100 million in the box office. So yeah.
It was just supposed to be watched because she was a superstar coming along at that time, and you knew the teen girls were going to watch it, but it got a wider audience. It did right. Much better.
It did.
All right, older Everyone one that's it. Kind of along those same lines that, again, most everybody that knows any of these actors watch them all the way through their careers, that would be Outsiders.
Yep.
Low budget, did really well at the box office, 3 or 4 times its budget. Was a big hit, and again, still one of those movies people watch today.
Good one. Can't argue with that. Okay, here's one where the first movie was pretty big, and the second movie you're thinking, okay, it's going to be pretty good too, but it wound up being way better than the first, Aliens.
Oh, yeah.
It was a war, and people could not believe how much better Aliens was than Alien.
Okay.
And that was the shock.
All right. We'll keep going, Richard. I'll let you go, and then you can kind of get things finished up. I know you got a busy weekend ahead of you. So let's just go another couple rounds. Go ahead.
Richard?
Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
There you are.
Sorry. Keep trying to get stuff done around the house before gone for a while here. Hold on. Andy, you're going to like this one. And it's kind of on the – well, not kind of. It is on the rom-com side of things. 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yes. Out of nowhere.
Budget of 17, $53 million is what it raked in. And again, as you know, most people in the 90s can relate to it, can quote something from the movie.
just overall a good quality film, right?
Yeah.
Excellent example.
Right, I've got one that I'm surprised neither one of you have mentioned because it wasn't supposed to be big. It is, or it was, still is, Armageddon.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't supposed to be a huge box office hit by any means.
Not as big as it was.
No, not as big. And still being watched today.
I agree.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. Oh, my gosh. I've got so many. Let's try this one. I'm going to go back to the Mike Myers thing.
Okay.
Shrek.
Oh.
Shrek was supposed to be just another cartoon, but it was, people were shocked. It was a very adult style cartoon. It was huge. And Eddie Murphy, people did not see it coming. What a performance.
Okay. Right.
Richard.
I'll buy that.
No, he was extra fan. What is it about Mike Myers, I tell you?
No, that guy's good.
Yeah,
he's funny.
He's pretty funny. Okay. I'm going to go with one. Okay. This is a little bit, I don't love the movie. Although it was better than I thought, and it fits into our category of, you know, the budget was $15 million, box office was almost $400 million, and that Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh
yeah,
agree.
That
so,
did
I think it won Best Picture, didn't it, Andy?
Yeah, it did. Not on my list, but a good movie.
Okay, John.
Yeah, good movie. I mean, don't love it, but yeah, there you go.
There you go.
I thought it was really a great movie. I really enjoyed it. Okay, here's one. That I not one of my favorite movies. Andy talks about it all the time, but it was really underrated. Came out, performed well. Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
Oh.
It did. It came out of nowhere. Those movies are supposed to be just poorly written and poorly done, and it was surprisingly good.
Right.
Oh, okay. Here's one. Came out of nowhere. Wasn't supposed to be that big at all. Baby Driver.
Oh yes, good one, Andy.
Oh, that's a good one, Andy.
Very surprisingly
good.
Yeah,
good one,
Richard.
Good one.
Hey, no, touche. That who is the driver in that? Who is the driver?
Oh, I forget.
The young kid.
I know, I forget his name. I'm sorry.
What's his name?
I'll think of it. He's been in several movies. Really good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't remember. Okay, anyway. All right, so I'm going to go with one. And this has got Tom Cruise. And normally you can't say this about a Tom Cruise film, but I'm going to.
Okay.
And that's going to be Edge of Tomorrow. Because it didn't get a whole lot of publicity, Andy.
True.
It really didn't.
It got some, but not like what it did. It outperformed.
Not like a Mission Impossible. Exactly. Not like a Mission Impossible or one of those. But it actually was I feel like, one of his better movies.
I agree.
Plot lines, everything about it was actually fairly decent that you could actually watch it. And it didn't feel like every other Tom Cruise movie.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to have one that's kind of stupid fun and... It really isn't a good movie, but it's done very well as far as, you know, the box office, or not box office, but just as far as people watching and so on. And because it was a big flop really in the box office, but turned out to be a funny movie, MacGruber.
That was pretty funny. that was disgusting.
MacGruber.
I enjoyed it. Okay, let me do this one. This one is a horror movie that was supposed to be pretty good, and I gave it Best Picture for its year, A Quiet Place.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was on my list.
Yeah, good one.
Richard, Andy, you're up.
Andy, good one.
Better than you think. All right, this is one, again, I don't love it. I'll be honest, she's a weird, well, I guess she's a he now sort of a thing in a weird way. And that's Juno.
Yep, great. That was on my list.
Not very a well-known movie, right, Andy? But she just kind of had this knockout performance and
awesome.
For what it meant at that time and everything about it, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. She was fantastic. It put her on the map.
He, Charlie says, he.
No. Well, yeah, he now. Died. Yeah, he now. She then. Go ahead, John.
Come on, guys. All right, here's one that is not a favorite movie by mine at all because I don't like one of the main actors in it. But again, one of those that wasn't supposed to do very well, but did, Triple X.
Yes, absolutely. It did very well.
Vin Diesel. My favorite. No.
Okay. Well, how about this? Let's go Vin Diesel again then. The movie I mention often, which was supposed to... Absolutely no one knew it was coming at all, Pitch Black.
Okay.
And it was very surprisingly good. Richard.
Yes, touche on those. And this isn't my movie, but honorable mention was Fast and the Furious, because no one thought it was going to be what it was.
What a franchise.
And become the franchise that it is. No, it's fantastic.
Oh,
and it's just, overall.
Okay, John.
No.
Get yours in, Richard. Go ahead. Get yours. Go ahead. That was honorable mention, so go
ahead. Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
Honorable mention. Easy one, but this is going to be not actually similar at all. The Social Network.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That was huge.
And again, was not supposed to be that way in the least bit, and then he
figured it out.
All right. One I have to mention, because there's tons of the clips of it in our intros, The Big Lebowski.
Yes. That did much bigger than expected.
I have to mention that just because of how much it's in our show.
Well, here's one that...
The Dude Mines.
Yeah. Here's one that you when you think of Bruce Willis, you think, well, it's always expected to be big. This one was not. It was an August release. Biggest movie of the year, The Sixth Sense.
Oh, yeah.
Dominated.
Yeah. Yeah, with the little kid.
Yep. Richard.
All right, go ahead, Richard.
This is going to be a superhero movie. And a little bit higher budget than some of what we've been talking about, but just killed it at the box office for a sort of a cult following, and that's going to be Deadpool, Andy.
Yep,
with Ryan Reynolds.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good
great
one.
Example.
It cost him $58 million to make, which is really low budget for a superhero movie,
right.
And has worldwide grossed over $780 million.
Hmm.
John.
Okay. All right, I have one that's kind of it's a weird movie. Again, I don't think it was supposed to do that well in the beginning, but ended up being, again, one of those movies a lot of people did go and watch, Cloud Atlas.
I didn't see it.
It's a weird movie.
Okay.
Because it's it's this lengthy time, sort of not travel movie, but it's hard to explain, but you have to watch it. But yeah, similar situation.
Okay, I got a movie that we all know now, especially kids. Kids all know it, but before it came out, hardly anybody knew it was coming, and it had one scene that blew everybody away, Frozen, with Let It Go.
Okay.
Nobody had ever seen a scene like Frozen ever in movie history.
Okay, all right.
Like Let It Go, that is.
Makes
okay,
sense.
Richard.
Okay.
Sure. All right, so here's one that you guys are probably going to disagree with, and that's okay. We can have a little bit of a lively discussion about it. But based on the box office numbers, Star Wars, the original.
No, you're right.
You're probably right on that. Yeah, no, I wouldn't argue that.
An $11 million budget, and then based on its re-releases and everything else, it's grossed over $750 million just by itself.
11 movies in all.
11.
Yeah, and I don't think they ever. I mean, I'm sure you could. What's his name? Who's the creator?
George
of it?
Lucas.
I'm going to be a bad
George Lucas.
Lucas.
Yeah.
I'm sure he probably in his mind thought that, okay, we're going to make a bunch of these, but I don't think anyone saw 11 films later.
No.
And then Disney buying it for the billions that they did.
Exactly. All right, John.
All right, and we'll do one more round because we'll have to get to break here in a minute.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, what am I going to use for my last one here? This is a tough one. All right, and I did see parts of this movie, but again, it wasn't supposed to be a big deal, but ended up being so. The B movie.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, and it wasn't supposed to be huge, but it actually ended up being a really big hit. So there you go. That's my last one.
I'm going to throw three out there really quick. Warm Bodies was shockingly good for a zombie romance.
Okay.
Fargo came absolutely out of nowhere.
Yeah, true.
And finally, a movie that was supposed to do good but became an absolute classic, Tommy Boy.
Very true.
Much bigger than expected.
One of my favorites.
Richard.
All right, so this has made the highest grossing in terms of what its budget was. Again, not a scary movie fan, but Andy, like you were talking about, which is Paranormal Activity.
Yes. Yes.
It has a $15,000 budget is all.
$15,000?
It was like the Blair Witch Project.
Million.
It's like Blair Witch.
Mm.
In the way it came out of nowhere.
Because all it was just security cameras set up around the supposedly haunted house and, some special effects. Some guy sitting behind the computer for a little bit and called it good.
Brilliant.
Okay.
John, close us out.
Okay, and I know I should not mention this, but I will, because it never was supposed to do what it did. But that would be the 50 Shades of Grey franchise, because they all did way better than I think most people anticipated, despite everybody not wanting them to actually be there.
Great example.
Right?
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
True.
Okay.
All right.
We got to take a break. Richard, I thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. We will talk to you Monday. Barber's Foods is next, folks. And what is Meat Off Day? What are we supposed to be doing on that day, Andy?
Eating a lot of meat on the 20th.
Ah, there we go. So eat a lot of meat on the 20th. Get that meat from Barber's Foods. I mean that sincerely. Some of you have told me you're going to get it. Do it. Buy it. Get it done now. Get those orders in. You can do them online. Barbersfoods.com. Again, barbersfoods.com is the website. And please, if there's a way, let them know you heard about them on Rush to Reason.
Barber's Foods has been selling only the highest quality organic, antibiotic-free, and natural food products in Colorado for over 70 years. Their mission is to provide only the best food found in the marketplace from family farms they know personally. Right now, click on March Madness Specials at the top of barbersfoods.com to find these specials and more. Barber's Farms, ground beef, made in Colorado, from Colorado raised beef in one-pound packages, only $2.99 a pound. Thunder's Catch Alaskan Salmon, whole fillets on sale in March for only $12.49 a pound. And pre-order your Beeler's Duroc non-GMO spiral ham before Easter. Don't spend $100 or more for a spiral ham from a retail outlet. Buy wholesale and get a better ham at a better price from a family farm that Barber's Foods knows personally. Place your order today at barbersfoods.com.
All right, Purefoy Chevrolet is up next, folks. And I said earlier, if you want to shop for a car, you can do it online at purefoychevrolet.com. There's a ton in stock right now. You can also go by the lot, check things out as well, and or you can call them directly. And again, great facility. They'd love to take care of you. It's like going back in time to buy a car. 303-659-8311.
The team at Purefoy Chevrolet will never hold you captive or try to force you to buy a new or used vehicle. In a recent Jalopnik article, a consumer protection attorney shared stories of the ridiculous high-pressure tactics used by some auto dealers. In one extreme example, a customer was reportedly prevented from leaving by having her vehicle blocked. In another, more common situation, customers had their car keys hidden from them to keep them from leaving until they agreed to purchase a vehicle. These customers had to call the police before the dealerships would let them drive away. The team at Purefoy Chevrolet sets themselves apart simply by treating their customers with respect. They still follow the standard of customer service set by Rolly's father back in 1960. Ask about their zero-interest financing and vehicles delivered straight to your door. Purefoy Chevrolet in Fort Lupton, only a 20 to 30-minute drive from anywhere in Denver. Find them now at klzradio.com/Chevy. Find new roads.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Sharon says, "Love this company. They have gone above and beyond to respond to our copier and service needs for the past 10 years. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, that's it for this hour. We got another full hour coming our way. We may rattle off a few more movies in the 5 o'clock hour. We got a full hour, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.